You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What is trending? Massive comeback win for the Nuggets last night at Ball Arena. They trailed at one point by 22. They stormed all the way back to beat Toronto. Way to go, Nuggets. Nuggets have won 9 of their last 10. I mean,
they're pretty good.
They're a force to be reckoned.
Pretty good.
Now they hit the road for a game down in Miami. That's good. The snow's coming in. The Nuggets are going to Miami.
Yeah. See you later.
The Avalanche have a game tonight. They've been off for a few days. They're up in Calgary to play the Flames tonight. Well, the ratings are in for the Academy Awards. We were just talking about the Oscars a few minutes ago. And while they were up slightly from last year, they're still way down overall. Back in the late 90s, they said around basically the time of Titanic,
okay,
something like 55 million people tuned in to watch the Academy Awards back then. On Sunday night, that figure was 19 million.
Well, so again, you don't have to actually sit down and watch these things anymore. You can get your clips the day after and get all the highlights and not sit through the horrible acceptance speeches.
That's what we did. We just watched the clips.
And the biggest news coming out of the Oscars this morning, John Cena was not actually fully naked. He had a little thong on.
Yeah. I like the little side pictures they've got showing how it all captured his manhood. And
calling it America's arse now because he's got a delicious booty, as some ladies are saying.
Oh.
Not an ounce of fat on that guy, man. He's just
rock hard.
Isn't
his whole body delicious? I mean,
you could break your anything on that butt, man.
Yeah.
Don't want to punch
Speaking of movies, this is one of those that I wish they weren't doing a sequel to, but like 40 years later, they've announced that the filming has begun on a sequel to This Is Spinal Tap. That's too bad. That was like one of the greatest movies of all time. They should have just left it alone. But the reason I bring it up is because they say all of the cameo appearances are huge. So that's what's going to make this movie be a huge success, because you've got all of the big older stars. Paul McCartney will be in it. Elton John. Garth Brooks is going to be in it. Now, Questlove has signed up. I like Questlove. He's funny.
Do you?
Trisha Yearwood's going to have a bunch of people, so
I'm excited for it. We're due for a Christopher Guest movie. It's been a while since he's released one. And I'm excited for this because the first one was so ridiculous that I think they're going to try to mimic that here. We'll just see if it translates.
Yeah, I guess.
If you're looking for a really good Christopher Guest show, Best in Show is the one you want to watch with the dog show. It's so funny.
Hilarious.
So, so good.
I believe that's where we got this.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, and Waiting for Guffman actually is a really good one, too. It's pretty funny.
He is married to Jamie Lee Curtis. That's a power couple for you.
Wow.
All right, what else is going on? Well, Jeremy will never stay at an Airbnb because he's worried about the cameras. Well, you know, that's certainly something to consider. Now Airbnb has heard all the squawking that's going on. They claim, let's talk about this for a minute. They claim that they're instituting a new policy that bans indoor security cameras from, you know, their listings so that homeowners cannot spy on their guests. And they'll still allow outdoor security cameras, like doorbell cameras and stuff like that. But even that will have to be disclosed to people who are going to rent.
Okay.
But moving forward, if you have an indoor security camera, then you are violating their policies. My question is, how do you know?
That's the thing is they hide them now. You can put them in the outlets. They're so tiny.
Yeah, how do you know? I mean, they could sign a form that says, yeah, I don't have a security camera in there.
There's various devices you can buy online that will, you know, you turn off the lights in the house and you use a special infrared flashlight and it'll reflect against the lenses on a lot of these little hidden cameras and various radio frequency things that you can walk around like a spy, you know.
That's like a James Bond device, man.
There's things you can do, but it's like, do you want to do that when you go on vacation? No, you just want to make sweet, sweet love in the bedroom and go hiking is what you want
to
do.
I have to go get my 007 gadget just to look for a damn camera.
I was reading a story yesterday that said 1 in 4 of these Airbnbs has a camera that people are hiding.
Yeah, and I mean, how would we ever really know? Because that number could be 3 in 4.
You know what? Just give them a show then. give them a hell of a show.
Do your best. Give them your best. All sorts of different apps in automobiles allegedly are there to help you drive, you know. Smart Driver is one that's in GM and stuff like that. The problem with these apps is that basically what they're doing is they're ratting you out to your insurance company. And I remember my insurance company, who I've started having more and more issues with after so many years, they were really pushing one particular car app for me that, you know, would track your driving and, as they put it, reward you for being such a good driver. But the flip side to that is that if you're doing 40 and a 35 and you don't think that that's big of a, you know, that big of a deal, your insurance company is going to jack your rates up.
Yeah.
So now some are labeling this deceptive practices because a lot of people don't even know that this is going on because the car dealers are signing you up because they get a bonus for doing this. And so people don't even know that they're being ratted out to the insurance company. So the people in Washington, D.C. are apparently aware of this. Pfft, boy, I feel so much better now. We'll see if they do anything about it. Just look, if you're going to be buying a new car, it might be something to ask about and look into.
Yeah, be aware.
Because they say insurance rates for some people are going up 20 to 30% a year.
God.
What else is trending?
Well, I just would like to give a personal high five to CDOT because I do travel this road every day. But you guys kicked butt on this 470 and Santa Fe closure that happened over the past couple days. It was supposed to go through Wednesday or Thursday from what I was seeing because some of the weather stuff. But they knocked it out like 2 days early, and they just did it. They got it done. And thank God, because I saw the traffic cameras from yesterday and the backups were insane on 470. Mm-hmm. But I drove through there this morning, and I have never seen so much heavy equipment. I mean, they came to pound. They came to pound that bridge big time, and they knocked it out and got it cleaned up fast.
They must have gotten a really good bonus for it.
I guess, yeah. I bet you they had some incentives, like get this done quick, and, you know, we'll give you an Amazon gift card.
Back in the day, what was it, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when they did the T-Rex project on I-25, and those guys finished, you know, ahead of schedule and under budget, and from what I understand, they got a really hefty little bump in their pay.
Just hope it's done right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Hey, do you want to smell like Easter? This is exciting. Peeps now has a body spray. Bottles of it have been spotted on shelves at various retail locations, and of course, people are scooping them up and reselling them on eBay. They are marshmallow scented. There's like a strawberry cream one and, I don't know, some other one. Who cares? And if you really want to go to town, they also have Peeps body wash now. So you can get in your bathtub, scrub yourself down with bright yellow soap, and then spray yourself with the Peeps freshener. Mm. Honestly, I don't think I'd want to smell like Easter. If I was to pick a holiday that I want to smell like, I'm either going with 4th of July, which is kind of like apple pie and burnt fireworks, or Christmas, which is cinnamon. I'm a sucker for cinnamon.
Those are good.
Those are the holidays.
I would choose smelling like Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's good, too. You smell like gravy. I know. All right, so I have yet to find anyone who gives a giant F about this whole Kate Middleton picture thing that's floating around the interwebs. I guess she manipulated a photo. Some of the hands and arms were off. Everyone was like, what are you doing? It's her with all of her kids, and there's just weird groping and all this. Well, yesterday she admitted to manipulating and she apologized. Her quote is, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. Nicole got this.
I looked at the photo. I couldn't even tell anything.
Oh, there's a few things. It looked a little janky.
Really? I have to look at it again, but I stared at it and I was like, I don't see any problem with the hands and arms and stuff.
Yeah, there's a few. Look for the ones where they actually circle, like what's up, and you can tell that it has been manipulated. It was funny. The breaking news came through yesterday on my wife's phone and she's like, I don't care. Why are you sending me this? I don't care about Kate Middleton's picture. Get a life.
I love Kate Middleton, man.
Somebody. Well, then Dom cares about it. She's like,
don't care that she did that. I just love her.
She does seem charming, doesn't she?
Yeah.
With her oddly photoshopped hands. So this whole Jake, was it Jake Paul or Logan Paul? One of the two guys is fighting Mike Tyson. It's like his big stunt. Yeah, Jake Paul. Now they're saying that they're going to be wearing headgear for this fight.
Oh.
Yeah. So everyone's like, wah, 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 this fight just got sucky.
You know, they're going to do it. Are they doing pay-per-view for it? Because that just
might be a Netflix thing. Let me scroll back.
Might have cratered their, amount of money that they made.
Sounds like a Netflix thing. I guess you're still going to, in a roundabout way, have to pay for it. But Netflix, Netflix is where it's happening. Anyway, they're going to be wearing little hats as they're punching each other. Lame! Hey, this is kind of a crazy story. They said chewing gum sales are way down. I guess they kind of tanked during the Rona, the COVID. Because people weren't out and about, you didn't really need fresh breath. Everybody had masks on. They're kind of bounced back slightly to pre-pandemic levels, but the cost of gum is making up for the lack of sales because of inflation. But nobody's chewing gum anymore, which you would think in my house, you'd have no idea, honestly, the amount of gum that comes and goes in my house. And
really? God, I don't know anybody who chews gum.
Nicole
anymore.
Buys the big box of it at Costco, and she loves gum, and the kids are always chewing gum, and I'm against it because I am a frugal human being, and that is one of the things on many financial lists that they should say that you should knock out, like gum and air freshener and a whole bunch of other things. They're like, it's a waste of money. Take that money that you're spending on gum and save it. Tuck it away.
I mean, I'm a breath mint guy, but I can't. I've never really gotten it except for the bubble gum as a kid. But
I always liked the Big League Chew back in the day with the baseball players on the front that have like big wads in their mouth, and you'd try to recreate that as a kid.
You know what I like about the gum companies are trying to spin this, and so they're telling people, oh, you don't need to get gum for fresh breath. You need to get it as a stress reliever. So they're pitching gum now as a stress reliever rather than a fresh breath alternative.
Sure, you're just crunching away. Back when I was dating, I always had gum on me. You know, in case of emergency, in case of a kissing emergency, break glass. And I always carried gum in my car, in my pocket. I had high hopes, Dom. High hopes.
Clickbait.
Did you ever do that? You probably carried something else on you.
Yeah, just prophylactic. No, I never had worried about gum because if there was a kissing situation, I didn't want to have to deal with gum.
Oh, really? You never did that thing where you swap the gum back and forth?
No, I didn't want to have to either swallow the gum, take the gum out, maneuver it to the side of my cheek. I would rather just not have to deal with gum.
You just want to go to town.
If kissing was about to happen.
Yeah.
Thus the breath mint.
Hold on, before we start. Okay, now. And go. We have a Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link about a pervert robot. It's this male humanoid robot that was premiered in Saudi Arabia. And there's a female reporter interviewing the guy with the robot, and the robot starts patting the lady's booty. Like sexual harassment right off the bat with the robots. What is happening on this planet? See the video of the booty-tapping robot on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.